Transitions are times in between seasons that provide us an opportunity for renewal leading into transformation. They are marked with disruption caused by a crisis that can lead us to greater awareness, challenging us to make choices that shift us to new internal places and spaces that ultimately lead to transformation. Welcome back to Transformation with Anne Mariah, where we talk about practical ways to build a fulfilling life and business. I'm your host, Anne. Today's conversation is about navigating transitions for transformation. I will take us through six general phases of transition, where we look at the feelings that may occur, the questions that may arise, and the results that we can expect through each phase. Remember that this will always vary from person to person, but I hope you find it helpful in locating yourself along your transition journey. The first phase we'll look at is disruption. So, when you face disruption, the feelings that tend to come up for you are feelings of confusion, anxiety, fear, and even uncertainty. And you'll find that the questions you keep asking yourself are things like, why is this happening? What does this mean for my life, my business, and future? How can I manage this disruption? And ultimately, it leads us into this place where we have increased awareness of our current challenges as well as gaps. We are able to acknowledge the need for change and begin to take initial steps towards seeking for more information and support. This then leads to the second phase, which I call reflection. In this phase, you find that your feelings are around introspection, doubt, curiosity, hope, because you've dealt with the disruption. And you're now trying to figure out, okay, what happens next? So you come into a reflective space. And some of the questions you may ask yourself, or that would be helpful to ask yourself, is what am I learning from this disruption or through this disruption? What are my strengths? What are the gaps that are emerging? What are my values? And what do I want? And ultimately, this should result in you having some level of clarity around your personal and business priorities. It should help you identify key areas that need change or improvement. And also, you should be able to come away with a sense of the vision, the sense of a vision for the future that you do want. And so the third phase then would be that of adventure. And the feelings that accompany this phase is one of excitement, uncertainty, optimism, and at the same time, some level of trepidation. And you're asking, what new opportunities or practices can I explore? Who can support me on this journey? What resources do I need? And ultimately, what this leads to is experimentation with new ideas and approaches. You begin to seek out a new like-minded community, as well as a network of mentors, advisors, and peers. And you want to grow in knowledge and build up your resource base. And so the fourth phase is around choices. And so in this phase, your feelings are around this place where you have a level of feeling determined, but there's also a sense of stress. You're stressed. There's some nervousness. You're not too sure about things. And then sometimes there is confidence. And this is the thing with all these feelings I've been naming across the different phases. You could have them all at the same time, or you could start off this way and in an hour you're this other way, and that's totally fine. And the questions you'd be asking in this phase of choices is, what choices align with my vision and values? What risks am I willing to take? What is my action plan? And ultimately, what you should find in this phase is you begin to come away with clear decisions on new directions and strategies. You begin to prioritize, have some clear prioritization of actions and the resources that you need. And you begin to develop a level of commitment to a plan of action. And so there's something progressive around this. And the fifth phase then would be action. And so in this place, you're feeling empowered, you're feeling focused, you're feeling resilience, and there's a sense of anticipation. So it's very heightened emotions in a sense. And some of the questions you might find helpful to ask are, how can I effectively execute my plan? How will I measure my progress? How will I stay adaptable? And what you'll find is you begin to embrace new practices and strategies. You find that you're able to continuously evaluate and make adjustments, and you're building momentum, and you're building, and you're moving forward, you're progressing. And the sixth and final phase I have is transformation. Because you've started to become this new person, you've started to step into this new version of yourself or your business or your future. And so there's feelings of achievement, of fulfillment, of pride, you know, I did it, and gratitude as well. And some of the questions that would be helpful are around what have I achieved and learned? How has this journey changed me and my business? And what are the next steps for continued growth? Because you don't want to stay stagnant. And it results generally in a transformed life, business, and personal mindset. You also find you have enhanced skills, knowledge, and resilience. And you are better prepared for future transitions and challenges. And so you'll find by understanding and navigating through these phases, you should be able to leverage the period of transition as an opportunity for significant growth and transformation. I'd like to end this time together with a poem I wrote. I call it The Path to Transformation. In the heart of turmoil, an entrepreneur stands amidst chaos and change with fumbling hands. Through ways of old, echoes loud and clear, clinging to the familiar, gripped by fear. Yet in the darkness, a light softly glows, disruption's invitation, where new paths grow. Seeking for wisdom, let support flow. Reframe the chaos. Let understanding show. Stand tall, entrepreneur, through the tempest's veil, navigating the deep wisdom's sail. From confusion and fear, rise above all. In the heart of disruption, find your call. So, thank you very much for joining me today, and do share in the comments what you have found helpful and what may have resonated with you.